This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Pretty much everybody listening here, and I guess everyone with the exception of Amy and Pajeski and me,
That's everyone we don't have to, here.
Listening. Listening.
You
and
said
us.
Pretty much everyone here.
Yeah.
Except for you, me.
Well, then Frank. Frank's got kids.
He's not listening.
But he is. He nodded in approval. But all of you with kids, I know this for a fact because I've seen it happen. You're manipulating them.
Well.
You manipulate your children to get them to do what you want them to do. Because
when you say it that way, it sounds malicious.
Yeah.
It's not manipulating. It's
yes, it is.
Strategies, it's parenting tactics.
It's called manipulation. It's a form of persuasion. And so
there
we know
a form of persuasion.
Which is also manipulation. You get your kids to do things you want them to do or not want them to do. And you do that by manipulating them.
Okay.
And we get it. Get it, right? We would like to know, first of all, tell us a thing that you have done with one of your sons or daughters or all of them or their friends, whatever, and you thought it was a particularly good and clever way to get them to do what you want, even if you had to lie to them. So there was a person on TikTok who offered up a parental hack, is what she called it. And then so people started to offer theirs and things that they have done. And this has been seen by millions of people. And here is an example. This is a contribution from somebody named Marissa who says, my mom used to tell us she was allergic to loud noises. So when she was overstimulated, she would say she was having an allergic reaction. It worked until a doctor asked me if any allergies ran in the family. So you get your kids to shut up by telling them you have an allergy. And then when they are loud, your allergies act up. Which I think is totally brilliant.
That's pretty funny.
Here's another one. And this is very niche, by the way, but I love it. Our parents told us that whining was illegal in Cape Cod. This is where we vacationed when I was a kid. And when we would hear sirens, they would say that meant someone must have been whining. And we believed them for years.
That's so specific.
It really is. We used to vacation in Cape Cod, and my parents said that there's a law in Cape Cod. You can't whine.
I love how they didn't just say that whining was illegal in Cape Cod, but that when sirens would go by, like, well
must have been a whining child. Isn't that great? This one I think is just absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Whenever it's bedtime and the kids are still stuck to Netflix or something like that, I change the language to Greek or Polish and tell them they don't understand because they're too tired and it must be bedtime.
That's like totally gaslighting.
It's so great because kids are dumb. They don't know any better.
Kids are dumb. kids are morons.
Oh, my mom's allergic to loud noises. Oh, it's so great.
The changing it to Greek.
This one is really funny. This is from Sasha. She says, my mom hid all of my dolls and stuffed animals and said they ran away because my room was dirty. Then they sent a postcard from another kid's clean room. And when I cleaned my room, the dolls came back.
Oh, that's so sad.
Your parents went and bought postcards and wrote, hey, I'm in another kid's room right now. They keep their room clean. I like it here. If you want me to come back, better clean your room. Like, how dumb do you have to be to believe that?
They're children.
Oh, you've got to be pretty stupid to believe that.
And so, aww.
These poor kids.
I know.
Told the kids that... This is from Elle. Told the kids that Santa / the Easter Bunny / the Tooth Fairy had to follow OSHA standards for workplace safety.
Yeah.
They would not come into the room if it was a mess because of tripping hazards.
What's funny is that the kid is young enough to believe that, but old enough to know what OSHA is.
Well, it's the occupational safety. They want to make sure that everybody's workplace is safe.
Union household, probably. Most likely was a union household.
That's very likely. This is how they tricked their kids into helping them clean the house. Here's one. We did Cinderella Sundays. We cleaned all morning. Mm-hmm. Then they wore their princess dresses to our fancy candlelit dinner followed by a dance party ball.
Whoa.
So the kids helped them clean the house because they thought it was part of a party.
But it ended up being part of a party.
I guess they did reward them.
It was real. My mom, if we got in trouble, and I remember this so clearly, we were back in the station, in the back of the station wagon. And I guess my sister and I had been grumbling and arguing. And so we were like, that's it. When you get home, you're both going to go in your rooms for 20 minutes. And if you don't remind me when I get home, you're going to have to sit there for twice as long. Because she would forget. And we would always remind her. We're like, Mom, remember, we have to sit for 20 minutes. And she would just say, if you don't remind me, you're going to have to sit there twice as long.
I think this is a pretty common one. My parents did it to my friends and me when we had a sleepover for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And... obviously, we didn't understand time zones because we were stupid. So the ball drops in New York at 11.
Yeah.
And the deal was we could stay up until the ball dropped till midnight. Then we had to go to bed.
But,
and of course, it was 11 p.m. Yeah. because we didn't understand that New York was an hour ahead. But they set all the clocks ahead.
Matt, were you ever gaslit?
Yeah. My dad would say whenever the ice cream man drives by and he's playing a little song out of the van, that means he's out of ice cream.
He did not.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Did it work?
I don't know.
The music means he's out of ice cream. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Here's one. We have pet fish, and I told my kids that the fish are Santa's secret spies all year long to make sure they are behaving. When they get crazy, I whisper, the fish are watching. They love and they fear the spy fish.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, parents will say anything to get their kids to shut up and do what they want. Is this how difficult it is to raise kids? That you have to lie to them?
It's way more difficult than that.
It sounds awful.
It's more difficult than you imagine. One parent said that he told his kids that Chuck E. Cheese was only open on your birthday.
I mean, how dumb do you have to be to believe that?
Well, it makes sense. You only go there for birthday parties, so it's only open, for birthday parties.
Well, Dad, how's this even a viable business plan? That means they're only open one day a year. That's the only question you have to ask, kid. It's not that hard.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
My mom told me and my brothers that if we hid from her in the clothing racks at stores, mm-hmm. the employees would take us and turn us into mannequins.
I have a friend. I think this one is terrible because it's traumatizing, but I have a friend, and whenever her kids would like act up, they would just say, well, the man is going to come.
The man?
Yes.
Who does this?
My friend used to do that to her kids and say, well, I wouldn't do that. The man
the
is not
man?
Gonna like it. And they'd be like, no, don't tell the man.
That's scary.
I know, it's scary. And I was like, well, who is the man? She's like, well, we never
specified.
He's
the one who's been keeping us down.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. She goes, we never specified. It was just this vague, like, well, the man is going to come if you don't pick up your stuff. And I said, that is traumatizing. And she said, in retrospect, they probably shouldn't have done that.
It's terrible. For the rest of your life, you're worried about the man. You don't even know what the man is.
No, they didn't know. They didn't know what he was going to do, who he was. Just like, I wouldn't do that. The man is not going to like it.
Another submission to this TikTok. My daughter fights sleep like a Roman gladiator because she has chronic FOMO.
Mm-hmm.
So we brainstorm something fun to do in our dreams together so she ends up in a hurry to meet dinosaurs or something.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Similar to the man, if my sister and I were acting up around November, December, near Christmas time, my mom wouldn't say anything. She'd just like start singing to herself, Santa Claus is coming.
That worked?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's not, it is manipulation.
Yeah.
Because it's planting a little seed,
yeah.
And that's not bad.
I might lose out on some toys.
That's
get coal.
I really like that. This one says, mm-hmm. when my daughter was little, she wanted to say swear words. So we told her swear words are for adults, but she can make up her own for kids. She chose Stuart. This traffic is a real Stuart.
It's actually really amazing.
That was pretty adorable.
I might steal that.
Oh my gosh. Is this really what y'all are doing with your kids?
Did you see the one about the veggies?
About the broccoli and all that?
Well, I told my kids that veggies were grown-up food,
mm-hmm.
and I would put some on my plate, my husband's plate, and I would say, okay, this food is just for grown-ups, but babies can't have any.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Their kids would say, I'm not a baby! And like, well, yeah, you are. You can't have any. You're not
that.
Old enough. And then they would say, I'm not a baby! And then she would say, okay, and then put the veggies on their plates.
That is so brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, my God, I love that. If I ever have a child, which probably not going to happen, but if I did, that's what I would do, because it's the scarcity and it's the I can't have it that makes you really want it. Great, great call, kids.
This mom said her kids were afraid to get vaccinated, so she told them the whole time that getting a shot in your eyeball was the most effective way to get vaccinated. So when the nurse said, we can give you a shot in the arm, the kids were relieved. Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
That is really awful.